I'm Zach Snow, and you are listening to the Musical Connections Podcast. This is the program where we connect the music of Newfoundland and Labrador with the entire world. Every week, I take you on a musical journey through the Newfoundland and Labrador music sector and connect you with the best and brightest musicians, along with the players in the industry that keep that engine going. Join me now as we discover more about the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. Let's get connecting. Greetings, everyone. Hope you're having a wonderful week. A big thank you to White Rhino. Now, the band's name is spelled W-I-T-E-R-I-N-O. Big thank you to them for providing the brand new theme song to this podcast. The song is called Carpet Tile, and it comes off their album Dream Tower. If you want to follow White Rhino, you can follow them on your favorite social media platform. You can stream their music, and you can also find out more by going to the Milltown Records page. Big thank you to them for providing the new intro for the show, and we got another great one lined up for you this week. We're going to be talking with violinist, composer, music educator, and all-around lovely lady, Gina Burgess, to the show. Now, Gina is a fiddle player from Nova Scotia. She's originally played in a Gypsophilia and the Jerry Cans, and she has also played with the likes of Selena Boland and the Lost and Found. She is originally from Nova Scotia, but her roots to this province do run deep. We're going to talk to her all about how she got involved with those projects, how her musical journey started, and what drew her to Newfoundland and Labrador in the first place. We're going to get to all that right after we get through the Newfound releases of the week. These songs came out between May 11th to the 17th. We kick it all off with a brand new song from Alex Duffy. Here he is now with Bloom, with the theme of spring in the air. This is Alex Duffy for you now on the Musical Connections Podcast.
Call me back to
And that was Alex Duffy with Bloom here on Musical Connections. We got an album drop this week from Evan Watts Smith. He released his debut solo album, Turn on the Dark, on Friday. He had a successful album release show at the Majestic Theater. Congrats to Evan on his brand new album. And here's a song that he performed with a close friend from the Spirit of Newfoundland days, Mallory Johnson. Here they are now, Evan Watts Smith and Mallory, with Say Less, right here on the Musical Connections podcast.
Don't tell her what you're thinking. Stop sharing how you're feeling. It won't do you no favors. It just sets your mind reeling. Now she's talking with her eyes. Every time glance early, just one look in those eyes. There's so much you wanna say, but say.
That was Evan Watts Smith with a little help from Mallory Johnson and Say Less. Our last newfound release comes from indigenous folk rock group from Labrador, the Silver Wolf Band. It's the first song off an upcoming album set to come out later this year. Right now from Silver Wolf Band, here is Coffee Pots on the Musical Connections podcast.
Coffee pots and throwaway thoughts and talking about work. Tell me how it's gonna get easier. The verse is gonna get a lot worse. Oh my flower, don't turn your back on the sun. Oh, we're all chipping at a mountain that's growing by the ton. Glory days, you're stuck in your way. that's learned to make itself known. You tell me how it's gonna get easier, but first you gotta make your heart home. Oh my flower, don't turn your back on the sun. We're all tripping. In talking about work, you tell me how it's gonna get easier. First, it's gonna get a lot worse. Oh, my flower, don't turn your back on the sun. Or we're all chipping.
And those are our newfound releases of the week. If you want to be a part of this segment, any Newfoundland Labrador musician has a new song that's coming out within the week of May 18th to the 24th, I believe it is. You can send off your songs and your press photo and a bio of yourself to musicalconnectionsnl@gmail.com. If you want the guide, make sure to contact me as well about that too. It is now time to welcome my guest to the show, and I'm super excited to have her on. Gina Burgess from Nova Scotia is my guest this week, and I first met her at the East Coast Music Awards in Charlottetown last year, and I remember this very vividly. Myself and Gina were waiting in line to go see The Villages, and Rum Ragged and Mallory Johnson were also part of that showcase as well, and also Morgan Toney delivered one hell of a performance, and another guy I want to get on the show won the ECMAs come around next year. Gina had a little flask of gin in her purse. And I think she offered me a swig of gin, and I took it. And don't even remember much else that night, but we had a really great time, and great friendship was developed after that. I mean, great friendships develop when booze is involved. But Gina is a wonderfully talented violinist and composer, and a music educator as well. We talk about what drew her to Newfoundland and Labrador in the first place, and some of the projects that she's been involved with. From Gypsophilia to the Jerry Cans, from working with Selena Boland to the new band, The Lost and Found. We cover all that and more on this week's conversation here on the Musical Connections podcast. So let's get connecting with Gina Burgess, a violinist, a music educator, and composer from Mi'kma'ki, Nova Scotia. Welcome back to Musical Connections from the East Coast Music Awards here in St. John's. Joining me right now, she's played with the Jerry Can, she's played with Selena Boland, The Lost and Found, Presto Changeo. She's also last year's winner for Fusion Release of the Year at the East Coast Music Awards, and she's back here in Newfoundland, Labrador. Gina Burgess, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me, Zach.
And thanks so much for coming on. You just want to move your mic down a little bit for me? There, so I can see your face and just get to talk to you. The last time we met was at the ECMAs. You and I shared a swig of gin together.
Yes, we did.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. And we were waiting to go to see The Villages, and that was a great, great time. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, I've heard of who you are. I've heard of your work, with the Ice Snow crowd, the Unuri drum circle. You've played violin for Selena Boland on a couple of her tracks from her albums, All These Hours and Take My Heart and Run. You also play with The Lost and Found with Ben Chapman Smith, Pat Sloan, the guys. We'll talk about that shortly. But tell me a little bit about Gina Burgess.
What would you like to know?
Everything.
Yeah, so I am originally from Mi'kma'ki, from Nova Scotia, just outside Halifax, actually. I grew up playing and studying classical violin there. And when I was 19, I had a repetitive strain injury that left me unable to, well, actually use my hands for a little while at all.
Wow.
And then, so I couldn't play violin. And I had to make the decision if I wanted to learn the violin all over again. And I did. So when I relearned playing that instrument, it was with Swing Manouche in the style of like Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli, which got me into improv and jazz. And I started playing with a band at that time called Gypsophilia. We were a band for about 12 years. Toured all over, 5 original albums, many of them ECMA winners.
Wow.
It was a real highlight of my career for sure. And around the ending of that band, I was starting to go up to Nunavut quite a bit, teaching fiddle and doing fiddle camps and music camps, rather, teaching fiddle all throughout Nunavut with a few people who ended up starting the Jerry Cans. So I kind of transitioned from playing with Gypsophilia over to the Jerry Cans based out of Iqaluit. And I did that for 9 years. We stopped being a full band around the time COVID happened, actually. They coincided. And that was actually the push that I needed to release my solo music that I had been sitting on for many years. So in 2022, I released Is Now, I Snow, however you want to pronounce it.
Is Now.
Either or.
Got it, got it.
You were mentioning the Enochi Drum Dancers. They're the most recent part of that project. Yeah, it's a group of drum dancers based out of Iqaluit, youth drum dancers. And they came up with contemporary Kilauk choreography
to
each and every piece on my album. And we toured that project across Newfoundland last year. So that was very
special.
That's
awesome. Yeah, I remember seeing you at the Folk Festival last year, and that was a great, great set too.
Thank you.
Now, one of your other projects that you're doing right now, you step in from time to time with Presto Changeo, and you're also part of the collective The Lost and Found, which is founded by Ben Chapman Smith and Pat Sloan. Mm-hmm. And I've had him on the podcast. Ben's the only other 3-time guest that I've had on this show. And Ben's a great dude with Can't Sleep Productions and all of his other stuff he's got on the go right now. Mm-hmm. How did you get involved with The Lost and Found?
I was going to the open mic at the Ship quite a bit, and Ben was hosting it. And he, I believe he saw me play there one time and just asked me, hey, do you want to be part of this group? We do this kind of music. I think you might like it. And sure enough, I do. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Now, you said about, having your injury and, of course, when your hands were, you were wondering if you were ever going to play violin again. How did it all start for you when it comes to this musical journey?
It's actually pretty beautiful. So my dad's parents, his mother was a cellist, a classically trained cellist, and his stepfather is a composer, conductor, double bass player, piano. So when I was 3 years old, my parents took me to go see them perform, and they were performing a Beethoven trio with my nanny on cello, my grandfather on piano, and a woman named Gina on violin.
Wow.
And I was only 3 years old, but I knew. I said, I want to do that. And my parents were like, that's ridiculous. You're 3. So for 2 years, I begged and begged and begged. I would take Kleenex boxes and pencils and pretend to play. And then finally, for my 5-year birthday, they bought me a fiddle.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And the rest of CA's history, really.
It is. And I also feel very lucky because my dad's side of the family is like, they're classical musicians. But my mom's side of the family... her grandfather was like a country fiddle player. So I got to hear that style as well. And of course, growing up in Mi'kma'ki, I'm hearing a lot of like Celtic fiddle and that kind of stuff. So it was always interesting to me. And I got to kind of like start in that genre when I was like 9 or 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So who are some of your influences when it comes to, you know, your violin playing?
Well, it's interesting. When I was growing up as a classical kid, I really looked up to Nigel Kennedy. And he was kind of like the badass of the violin. You know, he looked different from all of the other players. He dressed different. He had always like crazy hairstyles. And it's interesting now looking back that he was kind of my hero. because now I'm doing all of these different things, you know, and I like things on the fringe, different kind of styles, different genres, fusions. And I think actually it was probably inspired by him all those years ago.
For sure. Now, another person you've worked with, and that's how I really first heard about you, was with Selena Boland, mm-hmm. who we found in the podcast twice. What was it like working with Selena?
Great. I love her music. Again, really unique, kind of different. You don't hear that genre too often, actually. So I really like it, and I appreciate her songwriting. And I was just trying to think where I think I actually met her at the Sheep as well. Ship, rather. Could have been the Sheep. Those are the two places we go most, of course.
Had a black sheep.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, we met each other, and she had already heard one of my tunes, actually, Ravens on the Roof, and then I played it at this open mic.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, you're the person. So we connected, and she asked if I wanted to sit in with her, and I did, and played this wicked song. And then so she asked if I wanted to, you know, record on her tunes, and of course, I always say yes.
And you ended up recording Falling Through, and I mean, there's another track you have on Take My Heart and Run that you play violin on?
I think there is. Oh my gosh, it's escaping my brain right now. I recorded three pieces with her, so yes, okay. I think so.
So I think probably the title track, maybe there's a couple of others.
Honestly, I couldn't even tell you.
Me either.
I'm neurodivergent, and I don't remember many things.
Me too. Me too. Autism spectrum for me.
Same, and ADD.
No way.
The autism ADD crossover.
Hey, let's go. Now, what drew you here to our province?
I came here and performed a couple of times with the Gypsophilia and the Jerry Cans, and I loved it. I loved this town, the city, and the whole province, actually. I did an ECMAs one time in Corner Brook, and that was really wonderful. That was years ago. So I knew I liked this island. And when COVID happened, I had the opportunity to go back to school. So I decided to come to Memorial and do a music education degree. And I just really, really enjoyed my time at the school. I really enjoy the music scene here. And so now, as much as I possibly can, I'm in St. John's.
So what are some of the similarities and differences between, say, you know, growing up in Nova Scotia versus our scene here in St. John's?
Well, I actually, because I do spend a lot of time in Nunavut, and so to me, if Nova Scotia and Nunavut, my two favorite places, if they had a baby, it would be Newfoundland. I love it. I love it. You have the Northern culture, Inuit culture, and also like Newfoundlander culture, which is more closely related to Nova Scotia. Even some of the scenery looks like the tundra up north. People eat seal, wear seal here, which I love. And I really dig it, I gotta say.
Would you consider moving here down the line?
Probably. Yep. Right now I'm traveling so much. I still spend a lot of time in Iqaluit. I am back to the mainland often. My family's there and I have some projects based there. And I tour, of course. But yeah, like I said, as much as I can, I'm here.
Well, what are some of your future plans for, like, say, new music and any, like, shows that you got, like, on the go here? Maybe with, say, like, Lost and Found, or maybe some of your own stuff. Like, what's in Gina Burgess's future plans?
Well, I am sitting in with Lost and Found tonight. And we're going to be booking some more stuff, I think, for the fall. I'm going to play at the Full Circle Music Festival in Avondale, which is in Nova Scotia. I was asked to put together a klezmer band, so I did that with some longtime friends of mine, so I'm excited about that.
There's an Avondale in Nova Scotia?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a beautiful community. And I'm going up to Nunavut with the drum dancers, the Anokli drum dancers, so we're going to Ukviet in July. And in September, I'm back up to the Yukon and NWT and Nunavut, working with the fiddle ensembles there. And I have fiddle students in Iqaluit and work musically with people there. So I'll be doing all that. You asked about new music. So I do have some things coming down the chute.
Yeah,
everything in its own time.
Oh yeah, or come down the pipeline.
Yes, so I am working on having the Is Now album orchestrated for a full orchestra, two throat singers, my band, and potentially two or more Kilo drum dancers.
Wow.
So that's the vision for that album, that project. There have been some like new compositions coming through me. I'm not a composer that sits down and tries to write something. I actually can't do that. I just go outside into nature and I walk around and things come to me. So I'm really grateful for that. So some of the pieces that have been coming to me are really minimalist based. So there is a little bit of that on the Is Now album, but the pieces that are coming to me are like full straight up like Steve Reich, Philip Glass, that kind of genre, if you will. So it will be different, and I actually think that I'm going to compose those pieces in a way that they will be able to be played by anybody, any amount of people. So two harp players, great. They can play it. You know, an eight-piece chamber ensemble, they can play it. An orchestra, they can play it. So it will be flexible compositions, and I'm kind of looking forward to that. And there's another piece that I'm working on that will be a film, like to be shown in an art gallery.
Wow.
Yeah. So it will be a film that you watch, and then myself and a few other people will create the music that you sit and listen to while you watch the film.
Oh, nice.
It will be on a loop, so there's no beginning and no end, and there's reasons for that. but again, these things are going to take literally years to unfold. So the film idea I've had in my heart and mind for probably already, I would say, 12 years.
Wow.
And in order for me to get the funding and make that happen, it will take another literally 3 to 5 years, probably.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Who are you hoping to meet this week? And what are you hoping to take away from your experience here at the East Coast Musical Boards?
Well, I met a lot of really cool people this morning, actually, at the one-on-one meetings. So I was really happy about that. Actually, I feel like this year in particular has a different vibe. It feels really... I was saying to someone earlier, warm. It has a warm energy. Not to say the other ones weren't, but like this one's more so. I don't know if it's because it's in St. John's. not exactly sure why, but I really did enjoy the one-on-one meetings and just going to support my friends. Like I'm super, super excited to see some of my mainland buds here and get to see them in local venues, which I also adore, you know. So I think that's what I'm most excited about is hearing the live music, seeing my friends, supporting one another, and just connecting with a few of the industry folks that I already made a really nice connection with.
For sure. We're going to get to one of the tracks that you've been featured on here on the podcast shortly. But for people who want to find out more about Gina Burgess and everything you got on the go, we're going to go to when it comes to, say, like a website and socials.
Yep. So my website is GinaBurgessMusic.com. And I'm probably most active on Instagram, which is GinaBurgess.violin.
Well, awesome. Gina Burgess, I was happy to meet you last year at the ECMAs, and I'm happy to have you here on the ECMAs version of the podcast to talk to you for the first time and really get to know you a little bit more. This won't be our last time doing this, Gina. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you, Zach.
What a fun conversation that was with Gina Burgess. Short, sweet, and to the point. And we squeezed as much as we could in there because parking in Newfoundland and Labrador absolutely stinks. Well, it stinks wherever you go, whether it's in Prince Edward Island, Nova Scotia. I'll be getting on to a rant about how parking is ridiculous. But what is absolutely insane is Gina Burgess's talent. You can find out everything that you need to know about Gina by going to GinaBurgessMusic.com. That is G-I-N-A, and there's two S's in Burgess. And she provides violin to this wonderful tune from Selena Boland. From All These Hours, here are Selena Boland and Gina Burgess for you now with Falling Through on the Musical Connections podcast.
Right here.
Always a good time whenever the Musical Connections podcast drops each and every single week. And that wraps up another one. Big thank you to Gina Burgess for joining me as my guest this week. To all the musicians who contributed their songs for newfound releases, big thank you to everyone who supports the show and who listens and follows the show. Your support really means a lot to me. And if you can tell your friends about this show by following the show on your favorite streaming services, by subscribing to the various channels, including RSS, Apple, and the official Musical Connections NL YouTube channel, it would really mean the world to me. It's a great way to support independent media, and it's a great way to help grow our new Flannel Labrador music sector, one song at a time. If you want to follow along for any Musical Connections related news, follow me on Facebook at Zach Snow, Zach Snow NL on Instagram. You can also consider supporting the Musical Connections NL Substack and Patreon channels. There's going to be some great content going on those pages within the next few months, so make sure to follow along and support independent media and support this show. And you'll be seeing more content over the next couple of weeks, some videos from the red carpet that I had about a week or two ago. Haven't gotten around to doing those yet, but I will get to them, and you'll be seeing them sooner rather than later. A reminder for any new episodes, they drop every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts, and bonus episodes drop when you least expect it. That wraps up episode 124 of our show. This has been the Musical Connections podcast, and thank you so much again for connecting. I've been your host, Zach Snow. And join me once again next week, where once more we will highlight the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. Stay safe, be kind to one another, and most importantly, stay connected. Until next time, bye for now.